I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Vicky from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown. How's it to you? With me, I've got the coach, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, welcome back onto the show. Thanks for joining us.
How's it, Brad? Always good to be here.
Lindsay, today's question is such a great one, and it comes from Igsan. And Igsan is asking if we've got any tips on how to care for your running shoes, how to get the most miles out of them, how to sort of keep them looking as best as possible, general care, that sort of thing. And then there's a follow-up question from Tepelo, which I'll ask, or let me ask it now and we can get to it as the follow-up. Tepelo wants to know, building on that, what's the sort of time range or range in kilometers or miles that your running shoes should have sort of at its optimum if it's for your goal race? And he mentions comrades, but if you're training for a marathon, what's the optimum sort of amount of mileage you should have on your shoes that they are going to be at their best on race day?
So look, both are good questions. And obviously by looking after your shoes, you can get a lot more life out of them. The bad news on this is that shoes have become increasingly more comfortable over the years. But that comfort has come at a little bit of a decrease in durability of the shoes. So, you know, when I grew up running as a youngster, my dad and I used to run in the shoes for between 3 and 6 months and then put shoe patch on the sole. And that would mean the shoe would be good for another 3 to 6 months. And we'd certainly get at least a year out of running in each pair of shoes. So nowadays that typically doesn't happen, and the lifespan of a typical shoe is somewhere between, for most people, 600 to 800 Ks, and then for females tends to be a little bit longer, 800 to maybe 1,000 Ks. But there obviously are things that you can do to make sure that you are in the upper range of those mileages, and perhaps to get a little bit more out of the shoes. And I think one of the most important things that people don't do is if you only use your shoes for running, they will last much longer. I mean, people use their shoes for a lot of things, be it gym or casual wear or whatever, but people tend to wear their running shoes quite a lot. But if you only use them when you run, you've got a much better chance of getting them close to that upper limit. You can wash your shoes, although you need to be a little bit careful when you wash your shoes. If you're banging it into a washing machine and it's on a rough cycle, that can cause a few issues. So typically, if you're going to wash your shoes, I would do that with hand wash. You can, of course, build up the sole still. You still get things like shoe patch. But if you're going to use shoe patch to build up the sole, the outer sole, what you've got to do is look at the midsole and make sure that the midsole is still in good nick. So keep your eye on that. Make sure it's not too compressed. And also when we run, because sometimes the wear is quite gradual, we don't notice like that you actually now can start feeling the road. But if you do just run a little bit of off-road or just on the side of the road in the gravel, if you're starting to feel the stones through the shoe, that's probably also giving you an idea that the shoe patch really isn't the best idea, that it's probably time to get yourself a new pair of shoes. In terms of when is a shoe the best for a race? I always look at these things in slightly different ways. So for me, there are two things that I'm looking for. And when you've been running for many years, often when you put a shoe on, you can just feel, wow, this is a great shoe. And when I get a feeling like that, then that's typically a shoe that I would actually earmark as a shoe that I'm going to save for my goal races for the season. And so I would run in the region of 150, maybe 200 Ks in that shoe. But what I plan it is that if I have 100 to 150, then at least I know that my foot's sitting nicely in the insole. And then I'll plan it so that my races will then top that mileage up so that I get to close to 200, 250 Ks for my actual goal race. And I find that a 200 to 250 K shoe, you've worn it in really nicely so that it's super comfortable, but it's still got tons of cushioning and that sort of new feel that a new running shoe provides.
Lindsay, it's funny, just as you were talking about sort of caring for the shoes and how to wash them and that sort of thing, I saw a question pop up on one of the Facebook groups just the other day. Someone was running in the UK and their shoes got very, very wet and they were struggling to get them dry. And obviously in different climates, things dry at different rates. What's the deal with popping them in tumble dryers and what's the best way to dry shoes?
Look, I definitely wouldn't pop shoes into tumble dryers. I mean, particularly if the tumble dryer is hot, then you risk melting the glue that's holding the shoes together. But one super effective technique is to pop newspaper into the inside of the shoe, and then to keep the shoes close, not too close, but close to a low heater. Or perhaps around the fireplace, but then again, you want to make sure that shoe's not too close to the fire, and it definitely mustn't be there for a long period of time because you again risk melting the glue. But the newspaper in there will really wick away a lot of the moisture on the inside, which is really the hardest thing to dry, especially in humid, wet, cool climates. And then the outside can be dried quite easily. Look, I've seen people sticking their shoes in ovens. You got to be very careful when you do stuff like that. Very low heat, leave the door open, make sure you don't forget them there, and that's very easy to do. So, like, I wouldn't recommend it. I would keep it close to like a wall heater, something that emits a fairly low heat, newspaper in there, and that will take care of it in a couple of hours.
Brilliant. Don't forget, if you've got any questions, you can pop them, get to this URL, okay? Pop them to us. Go to coachparry.com/Facebook. That's where you can get your questions answered. You can also grab yourself a training program on this URL. It is coachparry.com/training. We've got the full spectrum of training programs there. So that's coachparry.com/training. From myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers. Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. We look forward to the next one.
Good one. See you guys.